Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Venus and Furs. Disco is dead. Don't tell VO5, okay? Don't be upset. Hey, be sure to check out the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. You can get all the archives. Rocker's been working hard to get them up. Devil Lair, live in the Devil's Lair's performances busted out, plus Max Inc. Heavy and this very show right here. Check it out right now at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy Damsel Trash is feminist punk for your face. A two-piece band from Madison has been on the back burner as half the band has moved to New York City, but coming to the Crystal Corner in Madison will be a rare appearance of the beloved punkers featuring Megan Rose and Emily Mills. And Megan is on stage in New York City tonight, but Emily stopped by the Max Inc. Radio studio here to tell us about the upcoming show. Emily, half a damsel trash, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
It's great to see you.
Good to be seen.
Emily, the last time you and your bandmate Megan Rose visited our studio, it was for a little Red Wolf reunion show, but this time it's your very loud, very trashy punk band, Damsel Trash. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with Damsel Trash, tell us a little bit about this band. How you and Meg became band besties?
Oh my gosh. So we were in Little Red Wolf initially together, and then at some point decided that we wanted a kind of counterbalance band, because Little Red Wolf is like, I love it. It's very pretty. It's very thoughtful. It's very through composed. Lots of harmonies. And then we really wanted to do something where we got to scream a lot. So we needed something to like as more of that kind of outlet.
Heavy.
And a bunch of friends actually got together and we sat down and it was called Ladies Drinking Club. We got a little saucy and we all sat around and everybody told stories about like dating horror stories and weird things that had happened to them. And Meg and I took notes and we wrote some of the first songs for the band. It's actually where we got the name too. Is from a friend who described someone that she had seen on the street as her style looking like damsel trash, and we really liked that, so we took that for our name. The rest is history, but it's been a blast, and Meg is basically my musical soulmate for life.
I can see that. I would imagine anybody that works with Megan Rose is pushed to the limit as far as their creativity and bringing out what's inside of you.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's very mutual. She's very collaborative. She's really fun to work with. She's super open to ideas, and thank goodness for her, because you know I actually write a lot of the lyrics for Damsel Trash. I'm better at those kinds of lyrics than I am for Little Red Wolf, which are a lot more thoughtful and poetic. But I came up in punk bands, like I know how to write punk lyrics, and thankfully Meg knows how to write really great music, even if it's like very, you know, quote unquote simple, you know, punk riffs and rock riffs and stuff, but she's the riff master, so it's a good combo.
And then how come you guys are a two piece?
Yep.
So you never took on a bass player, right?
No, we have guests.
Is there a reason
join us?
You do.
I'll tell you what, when you get paid as little as you do as a musician after a show, and you only have to split it between two people, it's pretty great.
Wow, hey, that's a novel idea.
No, we really like playing together, and there were a couple examples of other bands that had really big full sounds, even as a two. You think of like the White Stripes, and there's this really great band called Deep Valley that we love. And we're like, let's just do it. And it's going to be easier to schedule, you know, like practices and shows with just two people. And let's see what we can do. And so we just, you know, never felt compelled. We even have a song called Can't Be in Our Band that's sort of about people who are like, hey, can we be a bassist? You need a bassist. I want to play in your band. We're like, nah, we don't need it. But we do occasionally have guests come up and like play like electric guitar to add like solos or flesh things out at live shows if they're people we really like. But otherwise, it's like, nope, we're good with two.
You got to be in the A crowd to get on stage with Damsel Trash, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I feel honored. I was on stage with Damsel Trash once. I didn't play. I just introduced you all.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Did they get you to dance, Jimmy?
No. They told me to sit down and shut up.
No. That's not true. We would never do that.
So, you know, Emily, I know you're a journalist, you're an activist, newsy, do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Tell us, who is Emily Mills?
Who am I? these days I'm doing a lot more storytelling and communications for environmental issues and stuff. That's my full-time job. I get to go out in the field and learn from passionate nerds about cool science and environmental work and conservation. And I actually got recently certified so I can do prescribed fire work, which is very cool. So I get to help set things on fire in a very, like, you know, thoughtful, controlled way.
Fire!
Yep, absolutely. My inner Beavis is very happy. So that's a large part of what I do. But yeah, I've been a kind of a freelance writer reporter for a long time. I still do some freelancing for Our Lives, which is the LGBTQ media outlet that still exists in Wisconsin. It's the last one standing. And I do a lot of reporting around, you know, queer and trans issues, which is a still very passionate part of my life. Yeah, so that's something I've just done for, gosh, now decades, which is weird to think about, for various outlets in Madison. And, you know, I love and hate this town, and I want it to be better. So I do whatever I can to help people tell their stories and see if we can make a difference.
You know, the only way to make a difference and to improve is to keep fighting and, you know, disapprove when you see it wrong.
Right,
and
exactly.
Make it right.
Like, I love this place too much to let it be, you know, messing things up. So I'll do what I can.
Well, a few years back, Megan Rose left Madison to move to the Big Apple. How do you and Damsel Trash keep it all together? Is there going to be new music coming out in the future?
Yeah.
Like, how do you keep a band together over such a distance?
I mean, thankfully, we've just got such a tight friendship. So we've kind of settled into a routine now where we're probably going to settle into one show in Madison and one show in New York a year. And that's kind of what we're going to shoot for, is this little foreign exchange that we've got going. So we just played a show in Brooklyn earlier this month, and now we're going to do the one here. So, you know, she comes back to Madison somewhat frequently. I try to get out to New York. And so when we do, we try to get together and jam and just see what comes up. So, like, we've actually got some things in cooking right now, like on the stove, some proto songs that we worked on last time she was out here and we had time to jam. So I'm hoping the goal is the next time we can set a time for her to come out and we can actually record some of those things. One of the great things about Damsel Trash, our, like, guiding principle, which is so different than other bands that we've been in, is basically if a song takes longer than like an hour or two to write, we scrap it. So I was like, if it's not happening, if it's hard, if it's like not wanting to come out, because like good Damsel Trash songs, just like how we are,
boom.
It's got to just be like, it's there, it is, it's out there, it's good. So that does help with quicker
also
recording times.
The length of the song, example, Eddie 8 Dynamite, you know, Tim mm-hmm. Buck Sexy, you know, the master of the 12 second song.
I was gonna say 12 minute, that's the 12,
yeah, right, that's the whole album right there, 12 minutes.
Yeah. A good punk album should be well under, probably about like 30 minutes long at most.
Yeah, if you're 31, you're not punk.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up on May 6th, Damsel Trash is playing a rare show in Madison at the Crystal Corner, along with Venus and Furs and Monty. First, how excited are you to get back on stage with Megan as Damsel Trash in Madison? And then tell us about those bands you're playing with.
Oh, I'm super stoked. It took some dusting off, like kind of getting the rust out after a long pandemic pause. And also a little out of shape for Damsel Trash drumming, I will say. It's like, it's a workout. So playing the show in Brooklyn was a good test. It's still in there. We still got it. So I love being on stage with Meg. The energy is always just like pure raucous joy. The audiences are always super, super fun. It's like this wonderful combination of like everybody's very respectful of each other at our shows, but like still having a really good time and being, you know, rowdy, which is a great balance. So
and Venus at Furs is great.
Oh, they're so much fun.
They have to be a fun show to play with them.
You know? Absolutely. Yeah, it's like, and they're going to kick it off. We are starting the show, so May 6th, Crystal Corner. We are starting the show at 8 because we are all getting old and we don't want to be out super late anymore.
Did you hear that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I did.
8 o'clock. And Venus and Furs is first, so like don't be late because you don't want to miss them. Yeah, their energy is wonderful. They're always super fun to play. We've always called them kind of our soul sisters as a band here, and we've been friends with them and played shows with them for years. And they've also sort of recently come back from a long pause, so we're really excited to have them opening. And then Monty is actually a band that Meg also plays in, so she's doing double duty that night, which I'm super impressed by. She plays bass. They're out of New York. They're coming out to play this show. And then they're going to Chicago the next day for another show. They are super fun.
Wow.
Queer, like hard punk rock. Really fun, really in your face. It's great.
And Where can we find more information about the show at the Crystal on May 6th and your future endeavors? Where can we find you online?
Yeah, I would say follow us mostly on Bandcamp. So it's damseltrash.bandcamp.com. You can check us out on all the social medias as well, Facebook, Instagram. We've got a webpage, damseltrash.com. So lots of places to sign up, follow along, and see what we're going to be up to and where we're going to be.
I wonder if Deb Fields is listening right now. She's like one of your most favorite fans. I bet she is.
The calendar queen.
Heck yeah.
The Maxine calendar queen. Absolutely.
She's great.
Emily, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing the story about Damsel Trash and Little Red Wolf. That was a great performance in The Devil's Lair. And that Thank archive you. Is up at civicmedia.us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure as always, guys.
Thanks.
This song is on the Damsel Trash tape, right? FOMO?
Oh, no FOMO. So it's our most recent record. You can get it digitally or CD at the show. We call it the EPP tape, but we'd never actually put it out on cassette. So I feel very like a poser. But yeah, it's the most recent full length that we've put out.
It's a good thing I didn't buy that double cassette player I was looking at today, just so I could play the new Damsel Trash.
Get some of that high speed dubbing action.
Right. Oh, no man. FOMO is Damsel Trash on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.